eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. I got to describe this scene, Al. It was very funny. So there's two gentlemen who showed up here at Borgata this morning.
Yep.
They are parked right in front of the Metropolitan Restaurant.
Yeah.
And they came with large posters of Howie Roseman's head.
Fatheads.
That's called a fathead. But it's a big, big poster. It's like three times life size of Howie.
Yeah.
And they were open in the restaurant, and one of Howie's heads was blocking the entrance.
Yeah.
So the woman grabs the poster of Howie, and she doesn't know what to do with it. And I yell at her, and I go, "Lady, that's our hero." And she said, "Who?" And I said, "It's Howie Roseman."
She says, "Who's that?"
And she says, "Who's
who?"
Dick Vermeil is sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Hey, Dick, they didn't know who Howie Roseman is. Tell them how important Howie is to the success of the Eagles.
Well, he's the number one guy in the building today.
Yep. Right?
He's done an unbelievable job there, and I think really has set himself up to be ranked among the very, very top GMs in the NFL now.
Wow. And the A.J. Brown, how did that A.J. Brown move look last Sunday, Dick? Pretty good, huh?
Embarrassing. In fact, it cost the GM a job, didn't it?
Exactly. Let's look at that Titans game for a second, Dick. Was that there the Eagles' most complete victory of this season?
Oh, yeah. And it was, you know, and as we were all bragging about how hard Tennessee plays on a weekly basis, and it didn't appear that way last Sunday because the Eagles didn't allow them to. You know, they beat them in every category.
Exactly.
Maybe the penalty thing was a problem, but other than that, they beat him in every category.
Well, here's what I'm trying to – Dick, I need your expertise on this. Derrick Henry got 30 yards. He was not a factor. And far lesser running backs have done far better against the Eagles' defense. What did they do differently, and can they keep doing it?
Well, the energy of the defensive line was outstanding. You know, those guys control the emotion of a football game. With a defensive line, which takes more energy and emotion to really play at a high level every week, when they do, they're very, very tough. And, you know, and they had some physical people back playing that hadn't been playing. And, you know, other people in the last few weeks have been stopping Tennessee in the running game as well, and they might have to take a serious look and adjust their approach to the running game a little bit. But Derrick Henry hasn't lost his ability to run. The offensive line just isn't giving them the opportunity, and the defenses are taking it away.
That was beautiful. How about Hurts? Another great game, this time with his arm. There's a debate going on, Dick, about whether he's the MVP. What do you think?
I don't see how they cannot. As if he stays like he's right now, I don't see how they cannot make him or vote him the MVP. And our coach of the year, who else has got his win-loss record this year, you know?
Yeah, Dick, the thing is, I get the sense the national, you know, people that talk about this stuff are reluctant to give Hurts, put him in the same category now as like Mahomes and the other great quarterbacks, Allen, people like that. But based on this year, don't you have to?
I believe they have to. I really do. You know, you look at him. Mahomes makes those little different spectacular type plays that nobody else can make. And I think that, you know, that draws more attention to what he does than someone does it as it's diagrammed, as he's coached to do it. You know, and I think that is a little distraction in the opinion of people and moves the attention to Mahomes, because you have to admit, when you watch him play, he does things nobody else does.
Yeah, but he's got 8 interceptions and Hurts has 3.
Yes.
Hurts is
and,
not as spectacular,
and they throw the,
right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dick.
They throw the ball more as well. But, you know, right now the Eagles are the most complete team offensively and defensively in football.
It's beautiful. All right, let's get to this revenge factor. We saw it with A.J. Brown. But here's a little story people may not be aware of. Brian Daboll, who's doing a very good job as a first-year coach with the Giants, Dick, demoted Jalen Hurts in a championship game when Daboll was the offensive coordinator at Alabama. Do you think Hurts remembers that and will use it for motivation Sunday?
I don't think so. He has too much self-confidence, too much awareness of where he is and what he's doing with everything he does. You know, that's why he's a good leader. And I don't think he might think back and say, you know, that really helped me. You know, I think that's how he might think rather than holding a grudge.
All right, but I'm going to put you on the spot, Dick.
Okay.
You have your choice here, the same way Daboll did in that game. Who would you rather have as your quarterback, Jalen Hurts or Tua Tagovailoa?
Oh, Jalen. Oh,
yeah.
What limitation does Jalen Hurts have right now? You can't, as critical as anyone wanted to be, you can't find one.
Very good answer. Dick, Cleet Blakeman is the referee, and he loves to throw flags in Sunday's game. You were just talking about all those false starts. How do you fix that if you're the head coach? What does Nick have to do to fix that?
Well, I think it fixes itself because, you know, players have pride. And when it's an offensive lineman that moves prematurely, it's glaring to everybody. Okay? It's glaring to everybody, and it embarrasses them. And I think it carries over all week long. These guys appear to have such great character and a unit working together. And their line coach is a tough guy. He didn't care if you're all pro or fourth string. You're going to get it. And I think that problem will resolve itself just with pride. Yeah.
Good. I like it. Dick, before I get your prediction, I just want to ask you something because the Phillies spent $300 million on a player, and the owner is getting a lot of praise for it. You coach for some very good owners. Who was the best owner in the years you coached? Which guy did you enjoy working with the most?
God, that's a hard question. I became very close with Leonard Toews on and off the field.
Yeah.
You know, he lived in town. We drank wine together, went to dinner together in the off seasons, and shared great different experiences with Lamar Hunt. You know, he didn't live in town. I enjoyed him immensely when he was in town, but he was a totally opposite kind of person. So I really cared for him. And in Georgia, he was only there on weekends as well in St. Louis. So it's different. But overall, because of the time and then staying in Philadelphia and staying connected with Leonard Toews after coaching, I would have to say in terms of lifetime, it would be Leonard Toews.
Dick, did you ever have a disagreement with one of those billionaires?
Leonard got after me a couple times.
He did?
One, I probably said this on the air before. One morning in training camp that I was being interviewed, and I mentioned, you know, to me, the preseason game is no more than a scrimmage. And that really upset him. He called me, he says, you know, for me, I'm trying to sell tickets. It's easier to sell tickets to a football game than it is to a scrimmage.
Dick, Dick, you were right, by the way. Those games are just scrimmages. You were right. All right, Dick, Eagles are at the Giants in the Meadowlands. What do you think's going to happen Sunday?
Well, the Eagles beat them. And the Giants are a very average football team. And when you go through and compare their numbers against anybody in the NFL, what they do is they play hard and keep the game close. But they're not a playoff caliber football team in just about any category, other than the quarterback doesn't throw interceptions, you know, and that's good. They don't give up very many turnovers and these kind of things. But the Giants are almost a below average team offensively. Now they run the ball halfway decent, yeah, with their great running back and that stuff. But overall, I think their strength is that they play hard and they keep the game close. They keep right. As I look at the their predictions, win-loss all through the season so far, it's amazing how close the predictions are. They're only my computer's been wrong twice on who was going to win the game, but the point spread between what they said they were going to win or lose by is closer in this game for, with the Giants than anybody I looked at this year.
Wow. What does the computer say, Dick?
We're going to win by eight. We're going to win by eight.
Yeah. Okay. That computer's been very good this year, Dick. They were more right on the Titans than anybody else.
Right. And, you know, it's only been wrong once with the Eagles all year, and that was when we got upset by the Washington Commanders.
All right. Does the computer say that a nice beverage during the game would be Vermeil wines delivered directly to your home
It always says that. You might change from Cabernet to a blend or a Chardonnay, but yes, it always says to drink Vermeil wines.
Go to VermeilWines.com. Dick, always an honor. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Dick Vermeil predicting 12-1 now. 12-1. Gotta love that. Let's go back to the phones. Jeff is there this time. Let's see what he's got. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, Ash? Can you hear me?
What are you hearing right now? You're a Rams fan, Jeff.
How'd you know that?
Well, I it says it on my board. But that was some win last night, wasn't it?
Yo, man, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Last night was the best performance I've ever seen, not just because I'm a Rams fan.
Yeah.
But a guy comes off the couch, gets plays emailed to him, gets the playbook emailed to him, steps on the field, has the best game of his life.
Practice is overrated.
Baker Mayfield. Yeah. No, I've never seen that. How did he even know what the plays were? I mean, he didn't get to you till what, a day before?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the adrenaline at the end, and he was all geeked up for it too.
It was pretty exciting. It's great.
I think it was a little bit of really focusing on that playbook, wanting to play, but also just going back to the play yard, back in the street, and just letting that ball go. Like it's the last thing you know.
I have a prediction that somebody on the Raiders is going to get fired.
You
soon.
Think? They can't afford to do it right now, but they want to, I'm pretty sure.
Practice is overrated. Jeff, I need a winner, a weasel. Who you got?
Oh, right away, Baker Mayfield's my winner.
Baker Mayfield, winner, Al or John Middleton?
No, this is me. What is the likelihood after the week the Phillies and the Eagles had, I'm going to give it to a Ram?
Not
going
to happen.
Who's been a Panther and a Brown.
Rhea is not going to risk her reputation with a stupid decision.
Well,
no.
When we did that a long time ago.
I got to introduce you to these two guys. They came out here, Al.
Yeah.
And they clearly are huge Howie Roseman fans. Now, those fatheads, those big posters with Howie's head on them.
Fatheads, yep.
Now, I do not think those are marketed. I think those are homemade.
Oh, from Howie. I
got to find out why these guys went to that trouble. And look, Al, that is a very, very appealing photo of Howie.
I guess.
Marcus, wouldn't you like to have that in your home?
I'm going to steal one.
215-592. We're going to find out what the story is.
The rest of us remember what the story is.
You do remember?
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me. I want to know again. My mind doesn't always
remember.
Don't
worry. We'll tell you again in an hour.
Yes. We'll introduce you to these guys both in the 8 and 9 o'clock hour. Stay tuned. WIP Sports Time, 8:16.
Window Nation is spreading holiday cheer by saving you thousands from high inflation, escalating costs, and rising rates by giving you 0% interest for 5 full years. For a limited time, get 60 months with no interest payments. And that's in addition to Window Nation's amazing buy two, get two free savings. You get both if you call Window Nation now. We're facing the highest energy costs in over 25 years. Your bill could be as much as 28% more than last year. Cut your energy use up to 30%, increase your home's value, and get unheard of savings. Make zero interest payments for 5 years. Plus, get two windows free with every two you buy with no limit. With Window Nation's precision installation, your new windows will lock out the cold and keep your energy bills lower. And with no interest for 60 months, you'll have plenty of extra cash for your holiday spending. Hurry, this won't last long. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Get no interest for 5 full years and two windows free for every two you buy. Brought to you by the Goodwill. In just about just under an hour, the newest Philly, Trey Turner, will be a guest on the WIP Morning Show, top of the hour at 9 a.m. Eagles will travel up the turnpike to face the Giants Sunday, 1 p.m. Eagles, of course, coming off that impressive defeat of the Titans. WFAN's Tiki Barber says Eagles defense is putting up amazing numbers.
The second sacks, they got 42 sacks. They got three guys with more than five sacks on that defense, the Eagles do. Like, they get after you everywhere. They're number one in interceptions, 15 interceptions on the season. Philly is the best team in football, period.
Now is the time to donate to the Goodwill. Nationally, Goodwill diverts over 4 billion pounds from landfills. GoodwillNJ.org for a donation center near you. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Dr. Glatt. Sunny, a high of 47. It is currently 37. Failing or thinning hair? Call the region's premier hair restoration expert for men and women, Dr. Paul Glatt. Book a consultation at drglatt.com. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.